Welcome to the Brain Boost Chronicles, the podcast dedicated to unlocking the secrets of neurological health for women. I'm your host, Brennan Crabb, and together we're taking a journey to discover how we can elevate our cognitive well-being naturally. In each episode, we dive into insightful conversations with health professionals and coaches from diverse backgrounds, unraveling the secrets to peak mental performance and well-being. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a rising professional, or someone seeking to improve your brain health, this podcast is your go-to resource for nurturing your mind and enhancing your wellness journey. Get ready for expert tips, empowering stories, and practical strategies to empower your brain, boost your performance, and thrive in every aspect of your life. This is the Brain Boost Chronicles, elevating minds and empowering lives. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Boost Chronicles. I'm your host, Brennan Crabb. And today we're going to be talking about just a simple routine that can improve our sleep. So I started this one, actually, this specific routine, probably about a week ago. And I wear a Garmin VivoTrend. Absolutely love it. I had moved from the Fitbit to the Garmin. I moved up in the world. But I really wanted it because I wanted to monitor my sleep. Because if you had heard in my Origins episode, or if you've heard me talk, insomnia was one of the horrible things that I struggled with when I worked as a paralegal from chronic stress. And so trying to have a really good sleep hygiene and a sleep routine has always been really important to me. I started taking magnesium at night. That was a recommendation from my mother-in-law. And as I got to look in, approximately about 50% from a study that I read says that the majority, about 50% of us, are deficient in magnesium. So again, that was the last study that I read that could have possibly changed since then. But so I started taking magnesium. I like it in the drink form. I kind of make like a little sleep mocktail of this lemonade, raspberry, magnesium mixed with pomegranate juice and sparkling water. It's absolutely amazing. I highly recommend that you try it because it's so good. I definitely tell a difference in sleep. I also take ashwagandha at night. I used to take it in the morning. I started taking it in the evenings. I do feel a little bit of a difference there. But my sleep score still was kind of all over the place. I would occasionally get a poor sleep score, and I could certainly feel it. I would wake up, I toss, turn in the middle of the night, and then I would have some really good sleeps and be in the like 80s and the low 90s, but it still really wasn't consistent. So I heard a great tip about a week ago, all about setting our bedrooms up for sleep success. So I will go ahead and I will kind of tell you a little bit about what I do. You certainly don't have to implement all of these. This has kind of been one of those I've been slowly implementing, and then I finally just brought it all together. My husband and I, we have like the pink salt lamps strategically placed throughout the house. I always thought they were really pretty, and in certain rooms they kind of add that a little bit of like spa feel, because you see those a lot in the spas and the holistic wellness centers. So we bought a few years ago some of those, and we have one in our bedroom. And so I've started turning that up, and like it has a light adjuster where you can adjust how bright you want it. So I go ahead and I turn it like all the way on. And I start this probably about 7-8 o'clock at night, a few hours before I know we're going to go to bed. I turn that bad boy all the way up as far as he'll go. And I also started using a humidifier at night. We don't use it all night. We used to only use it when one of us was sick, but I've started just turning on the humidifier a few hours before bed. All of, the TV's off. I do admit we do have, I know this is supposed to be a no-no, we do have a TV in our bedroom. That's just kind of one of those, honestly, it's one of those I can't give up. I'm just one of those people. I know it's not good, but I can't give it up. I'm sorry. But I make sure that nothing is on outside of just the pink lamp and the humidifier. And I also have some aromatherapy going as well. So I use plant therapy. Highly recommend them if you're looking for some kind of quality aromatherapy that's not tested on animals. It's very customer friendly. Highly recommend. So many great things. Certainly check them out. Again, this is not an affiliate push. Just visit their main website, read about them. They're incredibly amazing, and their prices are really, really good as well. So very budget friendly, and quality products. So I use their Sleep Tight, their Relax and Unwind scents, and they're all amazing. Sometimes I'll mix and match, but I just get a little bit of aromatherapy going in there as well. And we keep our bedroom cooler than the rest of the house because there is science that suggests that sleeping in cooler, about 65, I think, is the ideal temperature, but keeping it a little bit cooler makes for better sleep. So I make sure that I get our bedroom AC unit going and I close the door. And the bed's made, it's very, very tidy. I keep our bedroom very tidy. And by the time we're ready to go to bed and we walk in, it's cool. You can hear the sound from the humidifier. It smells amazing. You instantly just feel like when you're walking into the bedroom, you're walking into a spa. And at first, I didn't think it would actually make that much of a difference in the sleep itself. I thought maybe it would just help fall asleep. But as of this morning, my watch actually gave me a whole new badge. If you have a Garmin or some kind of fitness smartwatch, then sometimes you get badges for certain things that you do, whether that be running or exercising, keeping your stress levels low. I actually got a sleep badge this morning because I've had, for 7 consecutive days, I've had my sleep score in the 80s. So that's the only thing that I've changed in the last week that could possibly give me that sleep score. So I do notice a huge difference. Even my watch is noticing a difference. So my little takeaway from this episode is when you go home, maybe start maybe about the time that you put the kids to bed, or maybe around 7 o'clock, just set a little reminder, write down a couple of things that you would like to do to help get your bedroom prepped. That could be laying out your clothes for the next day, turning on like a low lamp, a humidifier, a aromatherapy diffuser, whatever it is that will help you get your bedroom going. And just see if that helps a little bit. Give it a couple of days. You may not notice anything right away the first night, but be consecutive. Give yourself a week and see if that helps any, and hopefully you can get your sleep improved. So that's my little tidbit today. That's my little tip, is to develop a little bit of a sleep routine and make it almost like a spa like kind of treatment as you're approaching bed. So go ahead, do that, and tell me how you feel. Like after a week, be sure to like email me or comment on social media and just let me know if it made a difference for you or not. And until next time, friends, have a good day.